You may not have heard much about the southeast Alaska fishing town of Pelican this past year, or the indigenous Aleutian Island village of Atka. That's because they're some of the few Alaskan communities that have made it so far without a single confirmed case of COVID-19. And as Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, some of those communities have vaccinated enough people to be close to herd immunity.
If you fly into the Bering Sea Island village of St. Paul right now, a van will meet you at the airport, says Amos Filimonov, president of the island's tribal government.
The driver's all decked out in, you know, a white suit, mask, gloves, the whole nine yards, and he delivers you to whatever house or facility you're going to be locked down in for 2 weeks.
That's right, a mandatory 14-day quarantine. The island is not messing around with COVID-19. At one point, Filimonov says, a charter plane full of seafood processing workers arrived unannounced. They were returned to their boat on the back of a flatbed truck. While some residents of urban Alaska communities have mounted angry resistance to local health mandates, Filimonov says that's not happening in St. Paul.
I haven't had anybody calling me up, you know, saying that this is too restrictive or this is BS or anything like that. It's just, yeah, people have been complying.
With 500 residents, St. Paul is one of Alaska's largest communities with zero confirmed coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. And roughly half of its adult population has been vaccinated. But it's far from unique in Alaska.
Everybody claims that it's so hard to get in and out of here. I say, that's perfect. There is no better time to be stranded in what people call the middle of nowhere, because I call it heaven.
Walt Weller is mayor of the tiny and famously remote southeast Alaska fishing town of Pelican, which is more than half vaccinated and has also seen zero confirmed cases among its 75 residents. For years, Pelican's leaders have objected to cuts to state-sponsored ferry service, but Weller acknowledges a months-long gap in visits last year probably helped keep the virus out. He says the island town has taken COVID-19 seriously, closing some buildings and encouraging hand washing and mask wearing, but he attributes most of Pelican's success to its isolation.
Half the people here almost never left here anyway. They're not going to have you tell them that they're not going to go over to grandma's house, which they do have done every Sunday their whole lives, okay?
Alaska has at least 10 communities that have made it through a full year of COVID with no cases. And there are likely more, as the state health department won't release data about villages with fewer than 1,000 people, citing privacy considerations. Many of the communities like Pelican and St. Paul are on islands or otherwise hard to get to. Many have adopted strict travel and other health mandates, with some community leaders citing lingering memories of how the 1918 flu pandemic devastated Alaska's indigenous population. Another layer of protection came in strict rules from the state, which up until last month required COVID-19 testing for all visitors to Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, says she thinks there's also a degree of luck involved.
But we also know that mitigation strategies work, and it's been pretty amazing to see some of these smaller communities work incredibly close together and collaboratively to be able to keep COVID out of their communities and what that does to protect elders and to protect others.
Zink says she's always worried about declaring victory too early, but she acknowledges that some of the communities with no COVID cases might actually be nearing that point, as vaccination rates in some places have hit as high as 90% of adults. On St. Paul, Filimonov, the tribal president, says residents aren't letting their guard down. He says discussions are starting about the summertime and whether it can be safe for tourists to visit, maybe as part of a closed bubble. In the meantime, there's no escaping the need for hand sanitizer.
Never seen so many damn dispensers for hand wash in my life, but they're everywhere. And, you know, it's learning to live the new normal. And I hope that someday soon this thing is just like the flu.
For now, St. Paul residents are sticking to social distancing and wearing masks in public buildings, too, Filimonov says. For Here Now, I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.